Welcome to Bo Sanchez Radio. Thank you so much for making me a part of your life.
I have a tough question. I hope you're ready. Do you feel that you and your friend, you and your partner, you and your spouse, do you feel that you are drifting apart from each other? Have you experienced the phenomenon called relationship drift? Where once upon a time you were close, once upon a time there was this beautiful connection, but then as the weeks and months and years went by, you just woke up one morning and you realized, where was the connection? It's gone. Today, my friends, we're going to talk about the relationship drift today. And we're going to talk about how it happens, but more importantly, we're going to talk about how you can prevent it from happening. Here we go. You know, it is very painful for me when a wife comes up to me, shares her marital problems, and then she says this, "Brother Bo, I feel like a piece of furniture. My husband treats me like a monoblock chair." And I know how painful that is, because once upon a time, that wife felt very important to the husband. She was so important in terms of the hierarchy of values that the husband has. You know, this is his job, this is golf, this is his car, this is his computer. The wife was number one, you know, next to God, right? That's what she felt, and she felt wonderful. She felt cherished. But then as the weeks, months, and years went by, she now feels that she's no longer very important to the husband. It's like she's now number eight. and it hurts. I'm no longer important to the person. My dear friends, do you want deep friendships in your life? And I'm not only talking about love relationships, I'm talking about regular friendships. Is it not true that when your friend calls you up, only when she needs you, only when he needs you, you feel used? You're no longer important. You become important only if that other person needs you. Ouch! We want to be important in the lives and in the hearts of the people in our lives. But that's the key. Friend, I'm going to ask you again the question I'll be asking this whole week. Do you want deep friendships? We need them. Life is hard. We cannot do life alone. We need those deep friendships. So, how? 4 steps. The first step we're going to talk about today. You need to prioritize friendships, relationships. You need to prioritize that particular person in your life, to value that person. Husbands and wives, please put your spouse again as number two next to God. God is number one. That person is number two. Understand that if you value that person. I've been married for 23 years, and one of the things that made me strong in my marriage was the fact that I did 3 things. First is conscious, number 3 is commitment, and number 3 is consistent. What does it mean? Number 1, consciousness. To actually remind myself, what do I want? I want a great marriage. I want a fantastic marriage. I want a beautiful relationship. That was my goal. I was conscious about it. You need to be conscious about it. Number 2, you've got to be committed to that. It was a commitment. I will have a beautiful relationship, you know? You aim for that and you make a commitment. Here's number 3, be consistent. And so for the past 23 years, we've had weekly dates. I keep telling couples, you know, you need to spend time together and be committed to that, you know? Can I share this? This is very important. If you want something bad enough, you're gonna get it. No joke. If you want to lose 5 pounds bad enough, you're going to lose 5 pounds. Yes or no? If you want to run the marathon, I know it's a big goal, right? But if you want it bad enough, you're going to practice every day, and maybe in 2 or 3 years, you'll be able to run the marathon. You know, if you're out of shape like me. But I get it. I get it. The problem why we don't get what we want, it's because we don't want it bad enough. Well, I'm consciousness. There's no consciousness, there's no commitment, and there's no consistency. You know, there are 3 more steps on how to deepen your friendships. But this, it all starts here. It all starts with prioritizing your relationship. Tomorrow we're going to talk about step two on cultivating openness. And then we're going to talk about how to express affection in the next day. And finally, on Friday, we're going to talk about how to create space within these deep friendships. I want you to follow me. And our gospel for today is about, this is, you know, the most commonly favorite, the most favorite verse of the Bible for many, many people. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. My dear friends, God prioritized you. It's amazing that He gave His Son, His own beloved Son, for you. That's how important you are to God. And so, can I invite you to make the people in your life important? Your spouse, your friend, your sibling, your mom, your dad. Make them more important than things. Please, make that decision. Can we pray? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, everybody just say, Jesus, teach me to prioritize relationships over any material thing in my life. Lord God, help me to prioritize people over projects. Oh Lord God, You have to help me. And thank You for loving me. And thank You for making me Your priority and valuing me so much. I'm so important to You that You gave up everything. Thank You. In Jesus' name, bless my friendships. Amen and amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Woo! I want you to tell everybody that today, this week, in Full Tank, we're going to be talking about how to deepen friendships. And it's going to be powerful. Please give me your comments below. And I'd love to read your thoughts and pray for you. I want to invite you to become a Full Tank supporter. Help me in my mission. As my way of saying thank you, you will receive Full Tank Saturday and Full Tank Sunday. Click the link here below the video in Facebook and click the button join in YouTube. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining me in another episode of Bo Sanchez Radio. I pray for more abundance for your life.